words. Great doctrine, but terrific life experience too. Stand firm in that, we pray. Amen. Take your seats, except I'd like to ask Abby to come. Now, this is very, very exciting Sunday. I feel very excited. I've got a feeling Abby may feel slightly nervous and excited.
Yeah.
And now Abby is going to be preaching in a few moments. And then in a very short while, she will be flying out to America to a church that we've already benefited from immensely, Bethel. And I'm actually quite jealous. I really am. I mean that, I really am. I've said to her, let us know when there's a leaders' conference on, and I'll do a church visit. And so, we're going to ask her to speak in a moment, but actually this will be the last Sunday that she is with us. And so we would like to pray with her. And it's really important that you understand, sometimes you just feel deeply moved by the Spirit of God. You can't always see what he is doing. But we have a real sense that Abby has been called of God, and that part of this calling is to go there. But there is also a real sense that God has called her in order to call her back. And that is our hope. Don't you dare stay. If you find a nice young man there, you bring him back. Okay, we'll sort him out. No, I tell you what, I can't tell you how strongly we feel that. And so it's really great that Church Council have believed in her, sought God, and they're in part with many others funding this training. And as elders, we've got a really deep sense of God's calling. And so isn't this exciting that God should do this? And, you know, I want to say I believe God believes in church. And I believe that he has invested in us. And I believe that you have invested in our new church building. Because I don't want, no, but this church is not a seven-day wonder. We never intend it to be. We want it to be a church that changes generations for generations. And so may God raise up the next generation and train and equip them to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And Abby's a part of that. So we're going to pray. So how shall we do this? The biggest space is down there. I'm going to ask fellow elders to come and anybody else that would like to, her family, and then she's going to come and preach. So let's stand together, shall we? What are you laughing at? Maybe just a couple of you would like to pray for her.
Father, we just want to thank you so much for Abby, Lord. We thank you that she is your child, Lord, called by your name, Lord, that you have a purpose for her to fulfill, and you're leading and guiding her in what you're going to unpack for the future, Lord. And we thank you so much that she's a part of this church. And we have the privilege of standing with her today, with you, in sending her out, Father, for this next chapter. And Lord, it is our thrill and pleasure to be able to support her in that. But Lord, we ask that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit. Father, that you would pour your Holy Spirit through her, that you would teach her amazing depths of truth as she attends this course, Lord, and that they would change her life. And Lord, as she comes back and other people that she meets out there, she would change their life because of what you've done and what you've taught her. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that we see on her at the minute. Lord, we pray for more. Lord, we pray for an increase of understanding, of knowledge, and of anointing in and through her life, Lord. Truly bless her, Lord, I pray. We're excited for her, Lord. And for all the practicalities, we just ask that you would go before her, as you have already done so. We know, Lord, we've been amazed at your hand and blessing upon her life. Lord, we pray for a continuation of that, Lord. And thank you again for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we pray for a physical and spiritual protection.
Yes.
I wish she goes out, Lord. And
So Lord, we want to pray that from every age group in this church, from every generation, we would experience greater anointing. And that you would increase that. And particularly for Abby, we pray right now. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that we will be a vision-driven church. Deliver us from the logical and put vision to the hearts of your people. And so we pray for Abby, Lord, that she will get a sense of calling and vision. And even if it's not clear, she would dare to follow and find you there. And so, Lord, we're excited about what you're doing within the body of Christ. And we thank you for Abby as an individual. Raise up a generation that changes this world, we pray. So we commit her to you. And Lord, particularly ask that you would bless her as she endeavours to speak to us now. Amen.
Amen. Amazing. Wow, this is very strange for me. Mixed emotions right now. It's my last Sunday, but I'm really excited to be here and preach. This is totally new for me. Normally I'm singing and I have lyrics in front of me. So this is different. But I'm very, very privileged to be here and to share with you what's been on my heart. And so the title for note takers, I know there's a lot of note takers in here. The title of my preach is Living from the Secret Place and Discovering the Fullness of God. And so I'm going to be speaking from personal revelation and also what God's been talking to me about that he would love to share with you this morning. So I'm going to take you back to when I was 13 and where I sort of started to discover the secret place with God and to be alone with him. I remember one night I picked up my pink sparkly Bible, which is my favourite thing, and flipped to Proverbs 9:10, and it talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. I don't know what happened in that moment, but it left a mark in my life. Okay, right. Okay, so, yeah, so that moment in my life has marked something. I can't explain it, but it's marked something in my life. And I remember when I got baptized, the Holy Spirit took me back to that verse, and it rooted a lot of questions I asked God. How can you fear God, and how does that almost reveal to you God's wisdom? And Paul did an amazing evening service on fearing God, and there was incredible speakers that spoke, and that's another sermon about fearing of God, which I'm not going to talk about, but those sort of verses start questioning and your relationship with God and how you can hunger for more. And I remember this hunger was stirring within me to learn more about God and who he is and how to have a relationship with him. And also, I remember questioning, how can I hunger for him as well? And I remember listening to countless sermons and getting on Amazon, ordering books, you know, getting them through the post, reading them, writing notes, and I just wanted to know how you could fear God and how you could get that wisdom and live under an open heaven. And from that place, I realised that I was living in the secret place with God, and asking those questions were okay. It's okay to ask God questions. And from that, you discover divine revelation. that you will carry for the rest of your life, and they will mark points in your life with God. And you start to make a history with God. I love Psalm 91, verse 1. It's about dwelling in the secret place, and you will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And when you're alone with God, this is powerful, you are resting under the shadow of the Almighty. And that itself can change your life. And we need revelation of that as a church. That when we go out from here, and as Paul was saying, church is not just for Sunday. It's about going home, being in the secret place with God. And from that, whatever you do in private with God will overflow in public. I guarantee that God will start to bring fruit in your life. And be prepared to be mind blown, because God is incredible. And we were made to have beautiful encounters with God. That's always God's heart, to have a relationship with us. And I was listening to a sermon once, and they were saying how all of life is the undoing. And this is so true, isn't it? Being in the secret place of God doesn't make us perfect people at all. It's about being undone before God and being honest and real. And David in the Bible, I mean, just look at the Psalms and Proverbs, he was so honest with God and so emotional with God. And yet he had the greatest revelation and the greatest relationship with God. And he hungered for God's heart. And I love how God never wastes these moments. God never, ever wastes these moments that we bring to him, that we bring before him, even though we should, maybe we haven't done it as often as we should have. But when we sit down at the foot of the cross and at the feet of Jesus, we can understand God's love for us, and we can take that and manifest his spirit to others, and we can be filled in that place and hear the heartbeat of heaven. And to know that Jesus paid this price for us to have the access with the Father. When the veil was torn in two, we can step into God's presence, even though we have sinned, even though we've done wrong in our lives. Jesus has paid the highest price, and we can step into the presence of the King of Kings. And nothing can stand in the way between us and the presence. The lies that we believe about we're not good enough, or we haven't been to church this week, or we haven't read our Bibles. Jesus has paid the ultimate price, and he has given us the authority, and he puts everything under the feet of the redeemed people. And we need to know our authority in Christ, and we need to know our identity in Christ. As you know, I love to sing. And I was walking around the house one day, and I just started to sing these lyrics. And I began to say, there's no negotiation, but a gracious gift given. Nothing can ever hinder the promises of heaven. And I remember just randomly singing that, and it was so from God, because I wouldn't have made up those lyrics. And the fact that God never falls off of his throne, we need to know that in our hearts, that God never falls off of his throne. And that nothing can ever hinder the promises of heaven over your life. I also wrote in my journal that God never intended us to fail. He never lets us down. God is the one who chose us before we ever accepted his invitation, because he wanted us that much. I love in John 17 how Jesus actually prays for future believers. And that verse, that whole chapter, has completely wrecked me. I remember just reading it one night and just being in tears, because Jesus actually prayed for us. And he loves us so much that he wants to have a relationship with you, and he wants to take you deeper, church. He wants to take us deeper, each one of you. He has riches in heaven that is stored for you, and we need to understand that. And there's a world out there that are crying out in desperation for Jesus, and we need to be the people that stand firm and pray heaven down to earth. We have the authority to pray heaven down, and we need to know that in our hearts. But also we need to know the power of intercession. No revivals happened overnight. No revivals happened overnight. Revivals come from years and years of intercession and fasting and crying out to God and being on our knees. And we really need to hunger for that and ask God for a fresh revelation of that. love how in the Bible it says, repent and see the kingdom of God is at hand. Is at hand. And that's how close the kingdom of God is if we are in tune to the heartbeat of heaven. We so need to long for the closeness of God and realise the supernatural lifestyle we could have with him and how we can co-labour with him as well. And whatever you say in your secret place with God, you will see breakthrough. You will see breakthrough. And we need to live from those holy revelation and encounters. And also, something I find really hard is living off old encounters. We constantly need fresh encounters with God. We can't live off old revelations. And we have been commissioned, Matthew 28, we have been commissioned as God's people to share the gospel to the world. And so we need to be equipped in that secret place. We need to be equipped under the shadow of the Almighty to go out and serve our Lord Jesus Christ. So positioning ourselves. There's been countless times where in my life I've cried out to God and asked him where I need to be, what I need to do, who I need to speak to, what I need to say. And I remember on the way to the Colour Conference in London that we went to back earlier this year, I just sat on my own and I prayed, God, I need some clarity for the trip that I'm about to go on, before I even applied. And I remember just being in that place of God and just saying, just give me clarity, I just need to know. And I was on a bus in the middle of London, and my prayer was, I just need some clarity to know if you want me to go to Bethel or not. If not, that's fine. If so, please give me some clarity so I can apply. And I was on a bus in the middle of London, and after I prayed that prayer, I just literally looked out the window and there was a sign saying Bethel Community Church. And God is so good. And even if you think your prayers are small, God still hears them. And he will show up. He will show up in your life. And I really feel like when I was preparing this that God was saying, church, we need to open our eyes for more. We need to open our eyes for more, and we need to expect more, be expectant, have expectant hearts, and pray bigger things. Pray bigger things. And God's hand is over this church, so over this church. And I can see just God resting on people right now that you've got a purpose for your life, and God, God said, there's a promise on every page of your life. I remember being in my room and God said that I had these glass wall lights. He spoke to me through wall lights. Glass wall lights in my room. And when I turned them on, because they're glass and light, they're rainbows. And when I opened my Bible, there's a rainbow in my Bible. And God said, there's a promise on each page of your life that I have written. Nothing can hinder the promises of heaven. And that's what's so special about the secret place. That we can learn the heart of God. That we can grasp and understand his heart for this world and his heart for us as individuals. And to learn to set our minds on the things above as well. And to express the heart of God as well. Because we have been entrusted with the glory of God to go and share his love, we are open heavens, church. Every one of us is an open heaven when we choose Jesus to be in our lives. We are an open heaven, and we walk in that authority. My heart is for this church that we would that we would so long to see more miracles, signs and wonders. And we've seen so many already. But also to have a heart for revival for this nation. God is calling us to go deeper than ever before, and we need to rise up for our nation and for this village as well. And that will only happen if we open up our hearts to him and say, here I am, God, use us to bring your kingdom to earth. So church, long to be close with the Holy Spirit. And I know many of you are, but let's go deeper than we've ever gone before. Draw near to him and he will draw near to you. I don't know where you're at in your Christian life, but this word is for everybody. Wherever you're at, this word is for everybody. I challenge you to just go home and just spend time in the presence of God. Wherever you are, spend time in the presence of God, because you will be equipped, you will have revelation, and you will see breakthrough. God is going to reveal some incredible things to you as individuals. Incredible things. Things that will just blow your mind. And that's the heart of God. That is the heart of God, to surprise his children. And from that, we experience the fullness of God, the total fullness of God. That we can, so there's a student, and he was praying, and he was like, God, I just want to step out. I just want to step out and just pray for someone. So he went to a fast food restaurant, as you do, and saw that in the car next to him, there was a guy with a broken leg in the back. And so he just saw this as an opportunity. Took a brave step and knocked on the window and said, can I pray for your leg? And this guy was like, sure, why not? So anyway, he prayed for his leg. It instantly got healed, which is an answer to prayer and a fruit from the secret place. And then the other people in the car were so mind blown that they went and opened their boot of the car, took all their drugs out of the car and put them on the floor and started dancing and shouting for Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And church, that's what we need to see. We need to step out and expect to see the fullness of God in our lives. I long for that. If you have a passion for something, talk to God about it. He knows, and he will use that. And people who want to be in ministry, I really encourage you to spend as much time in the presence of God, because it will overflow from the private to the public. And God will equip you and show you his heart and show you the riches of heaven. So, before I go to church, I just want to pray and just release the spirit of revelation and the heart of God over you. So Jesus, I want to thank you for this morning. I thank you that your presence is so evident in this place, Lord. And I pray a blessing on this church, Lord, that you would increase your Holy Spirit onto this church, Father, that people would see breakthroughs in their lives this week, Lord. Jesus, would you show us heaven? Simply show us heaven, Lord, and how to live under an open heaven. Jesus, I pray that we would know your heart and be in tune to the heartbeat of heaven, Lord Jesus. Father, may we know the authority that you sacrificed your life for, and that we would feel a privileged people to be in the presence of Jesus. Amen.
Tell you something that I think is really startling to me and really important that you should know, and I don't want you to make too much of it, but 30 odd years ago I was invited to preach in this church for the first time. Tom asked me to do that. I was Abby's age, and the title of that sermon was Living in the Secret Place. And I spoke from Isaiah 45, where it says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places. And I think that's not about me or about Abby, it's about us, that we must discover this secret. And it is this. Jesus said, when you pray, go and shut yourself in the secret place and pray to your Father who sees in secret. And Matthew 6 says, and he will reward you openly. In other words, we lay great store on our church family. People will tell you that the engine room of churches is the prayer meeting. I have to disagree. The foundational level where the treasures are found are in the secret place that Abby talks about. I believe God is calling us to raise up a church with a level of integrity that is not about a group orientation, although that is most important, but about an army of believers who are committed to walk with Jesus and to every day set aside part of their life to spend time with the Father in secret, that he may reward them openly. And he has promised that what we do in secret, he will reward openly. And so I only want to say that to you from those years back, because Abby, I believe that is the word of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord wants to endorse that to us. So may we not be a sham church with a whole load of passengers riding along on a great experience. May we be an army of soldiers committed to individual and personal relationship through Jesus by the power of the Spirit with the Father. And may we see an open heaven and miracles done among us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so how do we close? How interesting. How should we close? Mark, what should we sing?
Oh.